I just paused it. Yep, it sure did. It ended it on you, Facebook. Dadgummit. I don't know. See, I set it up for the Rumble to automatically. See, now we're live on Rumble, but it's kicked off of Facebook.
You want to do that one thing?
Yeah. Yeah, do that. And let me see if it's still live on. Shoot. Come on. Okay. Yep. And we're still live on. I think we're live. Is this live? Okay. I think it's live. Okay. All right. All right, cool. Yeah, it's working here. Were you able to do it?
It's only a couple buttons you need to push.
Are you able to get it? Do I need to come do it?
It's not showing up to go live.
It's not showing up. You sure?
Output quality may be reduced.
Say no. Is it not working? Hold on.
Maybe we're on the wrong page.
No,
we're on the right one. You just didn't do one
or the other. Why? I should have been the wrong
one. Okay. Let me see, did that. Okay, yep. And we're there. Now it's on all of them. You hear me? Yay! Why is this so difficult? I don't know. I don't know why it's so difficult. Okay, now that we're here, I'm live. Let me go double check one more time here. Yep, we're live on Facebook, and we're live on X, and we're live on Rumble. Not sure why that's the issue, but it is what it is, and thank you so much, everybody. I do apologize for that. Okay, now that I don't have to sit there and think about why that's not working any longer, I can just tell you, just like starting off fresh here, and I do apologize. Hopefully, people on the replay would get to this point. You know, I get it. But okay. Really quick, and I'm not going to talk too long about it because I did a short video earlier on Facebook about what happened. For those of you that don't know, my Facebook account was hacked about February 19th when I noticed the issue. I contacted Facebook. Facebook really seemed like they were giving me the runaround. I mean, it's just terrible, the runaround, what was happening. And the hackers were on my page, and they were putting all these inappropriate images on my page. I talked to several people at Facebook, and none of them could remove it. None of them would remove it. They say they can't remove it. And all it did was constantly get over about 100,000 people to unfollow my page. Last time I looked, it was like 355,000. I was right at 450,000 people. They would never allow me to get over 450,000 people. It was just really bad what they were doing. It was just, they were suppressing me. They were shadow banning me constantly. It was happening. And then this happened. And ultimately what it is that the entire time I was feeling defeated. I was having anxiety. I was having depression about this. I couldn't sleep at night. I started losing weight because I couldn't eat. I mean, and a lot of people are going, but Will, it's just a Facebook page. Well, it was my image. It was my name. When I had nothing, it was completely out of control for me. I had no control over what was happening. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't prevent it. People are going, Will, won't you just delete the page? And I'm like, I can't delete it. I don't have access to it. And then a lot of people go, well, won't you just change your password? Change your password. And I'm like, it's not my password. It's not my personal account. See, in order to have a business account on Facebook, you have to have a personal account. And after you have the personal account, then you can create other pages within that account from your personal account. It wasn't my personal account. They took over my business page, where I was making income, where I was making money, where I was keeping the lights on, right? And right now, because what they did to me and Facebook allowed it to go for so long, I've been crushed. I mean, financially, I've been crushed. I'm like, I'm so deep in the hole right now. It's like painful. And I've seen Mildred and a couple other people went to my website, unitedamericafirst.com/donate. People went there and they blessed me. And when I did my first video earlier today, and I just want to say thank you so much, because on Facebook, they have removed the monetization from my Facebook page. They said because I was putting inappropriate images on Facebook, that's not allowed. And I've been asking, I was begging people at Facebook, please remove the content, please remove it. And every single person said that they can't remove it. Every single one of them said that they couldn't remove it. And one person said, well, when you get admin access back, you can remove it. And this person that I talked to is after I gave him my information, proving my identity. He said that after I gave him my identity, he said, okay, once you get admin access back on here, you can do that. And after that, would not talk to me. Send me one other email saying, let's schedule a phone call. We'll talk to you to resolve this issue. When are you available? I said, I'm available right now. I'm available anytime. And then I put some dates in there. They never called me back. And then it just went to an automatic service thing. Asking me, how was your service? Were you happy with your service? I'm like, no, it's still broke. The hackers are still posting this stuff. And I thought it was never going to ever come back. And I know it's April 1st. And a lot of people go, well, it's April Fool's Day, April Fool's. You know what? I'm actually on my Facebook page right now. And God's willing, this will never, ever happen again. And I would be honest with you, I was highly embarrassed. I was highly embarrassed that it happened. I was highly embarrassed because I did IT for 20 plus years and it's happened to me. But you know what? It happens to the best of us. I mentioned that earlier. It happens to the best of us. It happens to all of us at some point. Something bad happens to all of us. And I think ultimately the main thing about this happening to me is that God is with me. And then there was times where I was thinking that God wasn't even hearing my voice any longer. Wasn't hearing me. This is just the way I'm feeling. I know that's not the case because I never lost faith in my Christ. I never lost faith in Jesus Christ. Never did. Never lost faith because I said, I'm hanging on, Lord. I'm hanging on. Even though it doesn't feel good, even though I was going through all this anxiety and everything, I said, I'm hanging on, Lord. So right now, it's still for me, it's still surreal. And I still do my other two shows, one on Lindell TV and the one on LFA TV. And I'm going through the break and I'm like looking, is it actually working? Like right now I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I'm actually on here. And I see Lori on there. I see Joanne on there. I see Mary on there. I see Matthew on there. I see just so many people on the Facebook right now, just like us. There's a lot of people on the Rumble, and there's actually more people watching on Rumble than there is on Facebook. And there's 355,000 people still on my Facebook page. I guess maybe all of them have silenced my page too, because I think there's a way you can go in there and just silence it so you don't get notifications from it. You don't see anything from the page. So maybe that could be the case too, that they all just did that. But there's still a lot of people that didn't do that. Thank you so much for tuning in, checking it every day. I even open up a ticket with the police department, and I talked to a detective in the cyber division, and I explained to the police officer what was happening there. I told him all the details. I shared screenshots with them. I shared everything I could with them that I thought was relevant, that, you know, I didn't want to bombard him with unnecessary stuff, but I did share quite a bit with him. And he and the police officer, the detective that I talked to, he actually saw that I was live earlier today, and he actually gave me a call, and he said, "Hey, I see that you're on your Facebook page." He said, "This is really good news. This is awesome news." And after that, I went to proceed and I talked to him, and I said, "You know what?" I was talking to the police officer, and I said, "Can I just ask you a question that's not related to this?" And he said, "Absolutely. You can ask me anything." Then I asked him, and I brought up about what's happening in New York. You know, President Trump showed up to New York. President Trump showed up to New York to support the men and women in blue for the fallen, right? Because they put their lives out there. And what did Joe Biden do? He did just the opposite. And I said, "So as a police officer, how do y'all view this?" And you know, just like every other police officer I talked to, when I'm talking to him, I said, just like every other police officer I talked to throughout the country, every time I have conversations about these, you know, political differences with police officers and the community, they all say that we like to ride down the middle. We're neutral to all of it. Everyone have the political differences, et cetera, et cetera. And I told him, I said, "I get that." And he says and they're all appreciative for all of the community. Like where I live at here in the state of Texas, the community is really, you know, good with the police department, but it's not like that everywhere. And I told him, I said, "But we have police officers getting beat up on camera. Police officers getting beat up on camera, and then the DA, Alvin Bragg's in New York, saying there's no charges here, no charges, and they let him go after they beat him up on camera, and then they gave him the middle finger on the way out the door, and there's no charges." And I said, at some point, as police officers in the United States of America, you're going to have to pick a side. Pick a side that supports you, that's on the side with law and order. Are you going to pick the side that's constantly want to take your life? I don't understand it. At some point, police officers need to take. I saw did y'all see the video of the thousands of police officers showing up to the funeral in New York? Thousands of them. My question is who are they going to support? You got to put two and two together to realize who has your back and who doesn't in all of this. So, and of course, on Facebook, just to let you know again, they've removed the monetization on my Facebook page because of the hackers, what they did on there. I mean, they damaged it. There's still stuff I got to try to fix on there. Hopefully I can get that resolved. Even just doing simple thing as Facebook stars, because people used to bless me with Facebook stars. You can't do that any longer. So, and then right now, Andre, 2001 blessed me with $10 on a Rumble rant. I can see this on there. It says, "Will, I'm sorry. You went through all of this. I've been praying for you. I'm sorry. It's not more." Oh my goodness. This is such a blessing. But I'm off work receiving from surgery. Wow. Wow. You know what? Thank you so much. Recovering from surgery. I'm happy to help. Just wish I could do more. I've always looked at it that everything is a blessing. People on Facebook, they do Facebook stars, and sometimes people would do two stars. And you know what two stars equal to? Two pennies. And I didn't complain. I saw it as a blessing. Some people can do quite a bit, and some people can't. Right. So I never look down on anyone when they bless me with any amount. So if you want to bless me and trying to help me get back, because I'm like barely keeping the lights on here. barely keeping the lights on. You can go to my website. I have it right there, unitesamericafirst.com/donate, and you can help me. And then how do you say the other one? Dorma? I'm not sure how you said it. Dorma?
Dora Mofo.
Oh, Dora Mofo. Okay. I'm sorry. Dora Mofo.
We're so bad with names.
I'm terrible. But thank you so much for the Rumble rant as well. On Rumble. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and continue to pray for us, because we're going to try to fight back to get the monetization back on the Facebook page. Hopefully they'll recognize now that they gave us access back that it was the hackers that did it. But you know how Facebook is.
Yeah, so hopefully one step at a time. So yeah. I just want to say thank you for all your prayers and your blessings. And you know the worst thing about this is that with all of this, I'm trying to do honest living, honest work, reporting on the news, sharing content with everybody, giving my point of view on different things. I'm not out here causing any harm to anyone. I'm not trying to attack anybody. I'm not trying to rob anybody. I'm not trying to steal anything. None of that. None of that. And because of what happened on my Facebook, it took a great deal of my income away, right? And the federal government turns around and give between $1,400 a week, right? They're getting $1,400 a week on a card, some of them up to $10,000 a month. People that came into the country, that's not American citizens. You understand? These people came to the country, not American citizens, never paid a tax dime, tax penny ever. Never paid it. But they're getting all of this money. And on top of that, they're getting health care insurance. I had to cancel my insurance. I had to cancel the insurance. And I'm like, what? How come they get all of this? And here I am trying to live the American dream, trying. In Biden's America, it's pretty difficult right now. But I can't get any of that. Because why? Because I'm an American citizen, because I support President Trump. I can't get any of it. Which brings me to this one. Let me share this one with you. This is about our southern border. And all of the criminals are here. And the reason why they're here is because y'all heard the reports. Joe Biden's regime, the Democrat Party, flew in over 320,000 illegal immigrants into the country. Can I say that on Facebook? Because, you know, Joe Biden, he said it. So does it mean it's okay for me to say it? Remember, he said it in the state of confusion. But listen to this.
Any questions, you can call QT Waves.
It's the pre-dawn hours in Boston.
It has a real violent history.
And this elite team of ICE deportation officers is briefing on their target list for the day. Illegal aliens charged with egregious crimes.
All the targets today, every single one of them is an aggravated felony here in the Commonwealth. So these are really the cases that are the worst of the worst here in Massachusetts.
ICE quickly takes down its first target, an illegal alien from Guatemala charged with aggravated child rape.
Carlos Pia.
Minutes later, ICE arrests a Colombian national charged with the rape of a child above age 14.
I don't have enough officers or resources to tackle every one of these public safety threats. Are we going after the child rapist today, or are we going to go after that two times deported fentanyl dealer? Because we can't get both.
ICE's next arrest, a combative MS-13 gang member from El Salvador, charged with a slew of violent crimes. Officers then arrested this Brazilian man, charged with five counts of aggravated rape of a child.
How are you guys not notified about a child rapist being released?
Unfortunately, in Massachusetts, that's how it is with most of these sanctuary jurisdictions.
A short time later, ICE took down their final target, a Brazilian gang member, also charged with child rape.
Just this morning today, four accused child rapists and one MS-13 gang member. Those are the kind of people you're going after.
That's every day up here in Boston. Those are the public safety threats that we really want to get off the street. It was a great day for the teams. That's five public safety threats that aren't in the community going to go ahead and victimize anyone else.
And this should never even been the case. It should have never been possible for this to happen. And they know that these people are here on the streets. But guess what? The left, they don't want them out of the country. And you have to ask yourself the question, how come they don't want them out? Because these people doing crazy stuff here, it could affect them at the same time. But a lot of them live in their liberal utopia. They have walls around their homes. They have private security. The ones that's causing this to happen, they don't care. It's almost like watching the Hunger Games. Listen to this last part.
And I says all of those arrests you just saw happen because local authorities ignored their detainer request to keep these guys in custody due to sanctuary policies. I says all of those suspects will remain in federal custody until their local charges are resolved. Then ICE will seek to deport every single one of them.
So, that's the way it should. It should have been like that in the first place. Some of these people have been deported and came back in, deported and came back in. How many of them were flown in by the Biden regime? How many of them were flown in?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know that number.
You know, it's funny because there's the Democrats at the executive level and at the state level failed to protect our country. Biden and his administration let them through, or they either flew them over or let them across the border. And then the people in these sanctuary cities are, knowing that these people are illegal, are letting them run free on the streets, putting their citizens at risk. People really need to pay attention to this when it comes to November. Who is failing them and who's failing the security of our country? You heard some of the crimes that they're saying that they committed. ICE is saying that they committed just egregious crimes. So they're allowing this to happen to us, Will.
They're allowing this to happen
to our country. And we're seeing it at every level of crime. You know, yes. Do you remember not too long ago they were saying, these people, crime hasn't gone up because of these people. Really? Because we're hearing it in the news all the time now.
Yeah, we're hearing it in the news all the time, just like this one here. This is in Oakland, California, where the criminals are being trained by other governments to come into our country to rob us. I've been playing this video all day, and I'm not going to stop at this time, but I want y'all to think about this. Please listen really quick. Think about this. If this reporter is talking about them training these criminals, was it Colombia? Right. And not just Colombia, but other countries, they're training them how to come in and disable the security system. They're creating teams on how to go in and rob them. If this guy that's reporting this is fully aware that this is happening and reporting it, do you think Homeland Security is aware? Do you think the DOJ is aware? Do you think the Biden regime is aware? Is Mayorkas aware that this is happening? Listen.
The security video we've seen over the past 6 months is chilling enough. Unencumbered and well-equipped thieves knock out glass doors, disable the alarm system, and unconcerned, easily and frankly quite loudly slide a half-ton safe down a flight of stairs before carrying it off in a rental car.
They come in teams with backpacks. Each backpack has a different tool set. Some are the breaching tools, some are the electronics to jam alarm systems. Very quick, sophisticated actions.
Local, state, and federal officers went to work and put enough pressure on these thieves to head elsewhere. Yet they've cycled back from L.A., New York, Tennessee, and Ohio now, and more efficient than ever. Bouchard says the last group of alleged thieves arrested received training in Chile, and they're roving with dozens of others.
Now we know.
Right there. See, it was training in Chile. I said Colombia, right? But it's Chile. Learn. They got training in, I said I wasn't going to stop this, but I just Venezuela, wanted to make sure.
Venezuela, Colombia, and Chile.
Oh, so Colombia was on the list. I knew Colombia was somewhere. Venezuela and Chile. They're training the people on how to come into the United States of America and rob us. Is Homeland Security concerned about them, or are they more concerned about us? Think about what I just said. Who are they more concerned about? This is happening, but who are they concerned about? The people that's coming in and robbing us, and these are nice neighborhoods that they're doing this robbing in. I mean, you can't make it up. The burglary, rather.
Oh, we have teams from Colombia, and New York intelligence has teams like criminal gangs from Venezuela now.
They rent hotel rooms, Airbnbs, apartments, carrying multiple disposable IDs in case they get arrested. Bouchard says if you're leaving your home empty and quiet for a while...
If you have an alarm, use it. Try to get your devices hardwired. Try to have redundancy of communication.
Or, you know, get away from the Democrats defunding the police department and get more police officers and crack down on these criminals. Set examples. Right? Set examples. I think that's the actual solution that needs to be done about all of this. That's what needs to be done. But like I said, we know who's bringing the criminals into the country. What is there a word for that? Now, I can't say it here because we're on Facebook, and I want to say thank you again. And someone actually put a comment on Facebook. I just saw this a second ago saying that, Will, my wife saw, I'm not going to say the person's name. My wife saw the new pictures on your Facebook page, and she got mad at me. Look, I apologize. Look, I didn't do it. I hated every single minute of it.
I mean,
every
she's not second the only one. We got some nasty emails.
Oh, my goodness. I got nasty emails. People, how dare you, Will Johnson? How dare you? I said, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Will was disgusted.
Oh,
to
my
be
goodness.
With you.
It was so, yeah, it was so
and
bad.
And you know what? It was actually heartbreaking for the people that thought it was him. He thought, I can't believe people would even think of that, think of me that way, because for 7 years, you've proved to be the very opposite of that.
You know, and you know what? That was, you know what, Shannon? You just hit the nail on the head. That was the most hurtful thing.
Yeah.
Because people that have been on my page for a while, they say, how dare you do this? And no one getting well. And a lot of them knew it wasn't me, but they just couldn't help it. And then with the really quick, and then what the hackers did, they took a meme that I created some time back with Fire Marshal Bowman. Remember that? Took that meme and they reposted it on my page to have people thinking that I was still there.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking to myself, why would you think I'm back?
Yeah.
Don't you think I would do a video?
Yeah. And people were like, a family member, you know, sent me a text. He's like, oh, Will's back on Facebook. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you say that? And he's like, he just posted something. And so I went and looked and I was like, sure enough.
The hackers took a meme and reposted it to have people thinking that I was still there, and I wasn't. And people were sending me messages angry with me. Okay, let me share this one with you before I get too much off of it. And you know what? Actually, let me say thank you really quick to GPWOLCO01. I'm not sure how you say that, but thank you so much for the Rumble rant. $50 Rumble rant. Wow, that is such a blessing. I'm telling you, I'm like really hurting and everything counts. Ed Sawyer. Ed One Sawyer, thank you so much for the blessing. $10 is such a blessing. I mean, everything is a blessing. These are Rumble rants, everybody.
Yeah.
These are on Rumble. And if someone went to my website from Facebook and you went to uniteamericafirst.com/donate, and if you did the Cash App, it will pop up on my screen here to let me know if you did a Cash App. Oh, Tamara. Tamara did a Cash App. $50, Shannon.
Oh, so wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. It's such a blessing. Thank you so much. You know, I give God all credit and all glory because of people like you. It's people like you. I give God all the glory.
Yeah, it's been some dark days for sure.
It's been really rough.
And you know, it's funny because it's like the little things even to keep our business running. You know, like we have to pay for our website to stay up and all this stuff. And we're just like, how are we going to pay for that? Right. So we're really getting, so hopefully we can get our monetization back.
Some of my internet services that I was using to be able to, when I go out in the field and I had to cut that off.
Yeah.
There were so many things that I had to discontinue, but by the grace of God, I am back, and I want to say thank you, everybody. And again, so I still have to work on Facebook to at least allow people want to bless me with stars. And
but we get to reach people now. Like, we miss Facebook, our Facebook friends, to be honest with you.
A lot of people, even people tonight were saying, Will, just go to Rumble. Look, I like Rumble. Don't get me wrong. I like X, Rumble and X, because freedom of speech is for real. I like both of them. But I have a lot of people that I've connected with over the years on Facebook, Facebook, and a lot of those people don't like being on Facebook. Yeah. Facebook can be a wonderful place. Look, I said it.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't be trying to get back on there, try to fight to get my account back. I would just like walk away. But, you know, I couldn't walk away because they were destroying my name. I've had businesses. Let me tell you, like, really quick, like this right here, this is on my website, and this is like Pamper with Grace, pamperwithgrace.com. This is a supplement that I've been taking. I'm going to have to tell y'all, because what I was going through with Facebook, I was having sleepless nights. I wake up 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about it. Oh my goodness, it's so terrible. Then I finally go to sleep about 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then I wake up again. Oh my goodness. And it just, so I just constantly waking up. It was terrible. So then I started taking this. It's called pamperwithgrace.com. Mm-hmm. Pamperwithgrace.com. It's on my website, uniteamericafirst.com. If you click on conservative shop, you'll see it on there. And it's an elixir. And I would take one of these, and man, I was like, thank you. I was able to sleep through the night, most of the night. And I was waking up really early, and I wake up looking at my email, seeing if Facebook gave me any updates or anything. And, you know, and it was just nerve-wracking. But when I went to pamperwithgrace.com and I got this elixir, yeah, it really helped me out.
That's good stuff.
And you know what? And let me just say this really quick, too. Another thing that helped me with this, my hair. I don't know if y'all been looking, but my hair, you know, I got the gray coming in. I really started getting gray from what they were doing to me. But then I started, look at it. Larry. Is that Larry? Larry, thank you so much for the blessings. The Rumble rant on Rumble. Thank you so much for that blessing. Thank you so much. But I started getting, you know, I started losing my hair. This is how bad it was. People, I was in pretty bad shape. And they're like, I shouldn't be like this over Facebook, but it was my name. You see how people are like, Will, how dare you? How dare you? This is not my image, right? So that right there was eating me alive. And I started losing my hair, but then I started taking this, and I wasn't even expecting it. I was at the point thinking that I was going to have to cut my hair off. But then I started taking this, pamperwithgrace.com, and my hair started coming back. And I'm like, wow. I'm like stressed out. Maybe I'm pulling my hair out in the middle of the night. You know, I got all these dreadlocks, and I'm starting to lose my hair. That's wild. What's going on? My grandfather didn't lose his hair. My dad didn't lose his hair, but I started losing my hair. It was like the stress of it all.
Yeah, it's a collagen, and then it also has astaxanthin, and it has cat's claw in it, which has many great ingredients to help with a lot of ailments, but we could talk about that more later.
Okay, so right now I'm gonna go ahead and switch it over to just Rumble and X. So if you're watching on Facebook right now, if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and click on Connect with Will, just click on the one that says Rumble. Can we put it on the screen? Can we put that on the screen? Oh. If you go to my website, okay, you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. This is for everybody that's on Facebook, because there's some stuff that I want to share with you that I can't share. I just got my Facebook page back. I'm walking on eggshells here. I don't want to do anything out of the ordinary, but there's some other information that I really want to share with you, but I can't share it with you on Facebook because I'm trying to play by the rules, their rules, because it's on there. I want to keep my page. I've already stressed that enough. So if you go to uniteamericafirst.com, here, I'm going to put, it's not showing up. It's not showing up. You remember how I showed you how to fix it? So if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, and you click on Connect with Will, just click on the green button. Just click on the green button that says Rumble. You don't remember how to fix it? Just click on the green button that says Rumble. If we can, I'll try to put up on the screen real quick before we end it here on Facebook. Right? Replace layer. Network. You see it? Should be the converter. Okay. That's my fault. I should have had this set up before we got started. I do apologize. I'm going to show it to you. Okay. Let me say it. Actually, I can type it in the comments here. If you go to UAF, it's www.uaf.media. Okay? It's just like that. Let me see.
I just typed it in, UAF.media.
Yep. Yep, I just typed it in again.
Somebody says, don't.
Huh?
Don't let Will color his hair again.
Really?
They said they dig the gray. I don't know. We may actually dye his hair, but a lighter color than we did last time. I think last time was just too dark.
Yeah, it was too dark. Someone said it made me look 20 years younger.
But Will doesn't like seeing his gray every time he wakes up. So,
well, I mean, I think it's like now that my hair is growing back, it's different now. You know, I didn't so much mind the gray. It's just, man, I started losing my hair. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Okay, so I just put it in there, UAF.media, www.uaf.media. You go there, click on the green button. It says Rumble. It'll take you directly to my page. I see people jumping on there right now. It'll take you directly to the page.
Yeah, and tomorrow we'll try to have more stories to put on Facebook, but we weren't prepared.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to start doing more videos on Facebook. Yeah. I'm going to just kind of like blow it up.
Yeah.
I got to build it back up. So I want to say thank you, everybody, for all your prayers. And if for those of you that's not going to come over on Rumble, I'm even on X. So if you go to UAF.media, you can click on the Rumble or you can click on the X.
Yeah,
I'm
but
live
if not,
on both of them.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep.
We're back.
Yep, I'm back. So in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So you're going to have to end it over there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to end it over there for the Facebook. Yep. So let me know when it's done.
I'm going to do it now.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Is it good?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, there it is. Cool. Okay, everybody. Let me share this first one with you. Now that we're not on Facebook, look, I want to keep my Facebook page, but now that we're not on Facebook, I get to talk about this mop head. Oh, my goodness. She's an evil woman. And did she ever say anything about what happened with Easter? Did she ever make a statement about that?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. She said, look, this is not because of Easter. You guys are misconstruing.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Put it in
the comment. Was it about Easter, yes or no?
She said no.
Wow, the Equalizer. Wow, what a blessing.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all going to make me cry here. Because it's been really painful.
Y'all
gonna make this grown man cry here. I'm trying to, you know, I was back on my Facebook and I was telling people what happened
up.
And I was getting, my eyes started turning red and I was tearing up. This, y'all,
Will
y'all
doesn't
have been
cry.
Such a blessing to me.
Will doesn't cry. I've seen him.
How
do
you know
many
I don't
years.
Cry? You're not around me enough like
Will
that.
Will doesn't
know if
cry.
I cry or not. I cry if I'm hurting, but you know
he's
what?
He's never hurting then.
It takes a lot. It takes a lot.
He was so touched that his page was back. It caused such a huge burden.
My life was so much stress. But you know what? I was just so thankful to God. But again, okay. I just said that for the comments here, and I just saw that. Thank you so much again for that blessing. They knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. They did it specifically because it was Easter. This is another slap in the face that they were doing to God. They knew exactly what they were doing. You mean to tell me that they're just out of the blue, out of the whim, they just did? How come they didn't? And I've been saying this ever since I heard about this. Why didn't they just do it in June? Why didn't they do it a week ago? Why did they wait until this weekend? Why didn't they wait until the end of the month, right? They did it on purpose. And then you hear a lot of them go, well, the reason why... Well, just think about it. It was like this when Obama was in office. It happened many years ago. This is not anything new, but Joe Biden codified it for this Easter. He codified it this Easter. And I think there's a reason why he decided to do it now. I think there's a reason why. Because I believe that we're living in the end times. But this video is not about her talking about that. This video is her talking about these Chinese nationalists that were seized on a military base. They caught Chinese nationalists basically spying on a military base. How do you think these Chinese nationalists got here? They walked across the border. For all we know, Joe Biden flew them in here too. And then think about this. They've been buying all of this land next to military facilities. And now they're getting caught on the military facilities? Come on. Come on. The Democrats are setting us up. Listen to this.
A Chinese national was arrested for trespassing on a California naval base. Does this speak to larger concerns that the White House has about possible Chinese spying, national security? And what are you doing about this?
So look, we take those types of incidents very seriously. I can't speak to case by case, but obviously that's something that we take very seriously. We work with folks on the ground when we see those types of cases pop up, but I just don't want to get too far into it.
Finally, a Chinese national.
Sorry about that. I was just looking on here. I just want to say thank you to Jeff for the Cash App. Thank you so much, Jeff, for the Cash App. I really do appreciate it. And actually, Mildred earlier and KIM1, I want to say thank you so much as well. Thank you so much for the Cash App.
Yeah, well, so you notice when she was talking, she said, we've heard about these cases.
Yeah, like right? There was so more than one.
Yeah. So it's not like just one time this is happening. This is multiple times.
Yeah.
That's concerning to me, right? Because she just said it like it was nothing.
Yeah,
it
was
nothing.
It was like, this is normal. We've had these cases. We've seen these cases before. We know about it.
And today, somebody tried to go into the FBI. They like rammed the front entrance gate of the FBI.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, they were arrested. But I'm like, what is happening?
What?
Right? Yeah, it was on Fox News.
What?
Yeah, of course it. The time I saw it, there wasn't any details. I didn't say who it was or anything. I'll look and see if there's any update on
it. You know what? If it was a white male MAGA Republican, it would be all over the news. They would, I mean, really, it would be all over the news saying that they're attacking them. But since I'm suspected to believe that it's not a white male Republican, MAGA Republican. Why? Because they're not all over the news with it.
You know what? It says that the driver was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital for mental evaluation. So apparently they were a Democrat. Just kidding. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's so accurate, though. That's so accurate. Oh, my goodness. They emptied the asylum asylum, and now they're all working in politics.
Mental is AKA for liberal.
That's very good. I like the way you think.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, let me talk about this briefly before we get off of here. Actually, no, this is not the one I want to show. This is I got to talk about this one. I didn't show this one all day today. You know, because let's talk about Karine Jean-Pierre. And this is apparently the White House where they had their Easter egg hunt, but none of the Easter eggs could be decorated with anything religious, nothing connected with Christ, because the only religious community, the only one that's anywhere associated with Easter eggs is Christianity. Now, many people in the Christian belief don't celebrate Easter, and I get it, but we all do recognize that it represents the resurrection, right? That's what we recognize it as Christians, right? That's what I do. That's my thing when it comes to Easter. And for the most part, I just call it Resurrection Day. But again, you can't put any religious things because then it would be like a cross or anything connected with Christianity. They forbid it. They said, little kids coming, you can't do it. You can't do it at all. Why would they say that? Why would they say that? And I notice they don't have any gay rainbow flags up there. Did you notice that? Because I think then before they had the gay rainbow flags hanging from there, the trans flags and stuff. And I'm surprised they didn't do that since they said it was trans day.
Huh? I didn't know if they did that for Easter, but.
I mean, why not? They said it was day of recognition or what would they call it? I mean, they did
visibility.
Trans day of visibility.
Yeah.
So if they're, why wouldn't they put it up there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the only reason why they didn't put it up there is because they didn't want those images going out there. Because look, they said they didn't know it was for Easter. Then why didn't they put it out there? If they didn't know. So they're more for celebrating the trans community than they are Christ. And these same people that's complaining about it, these same people that's complaining about us supporting Christ, us loving Christ, us believing in Christ, these same people reject Christ. That's the reason why they did it.
Donald Trump, he will be in Michigan tomorrow. He'll be in Wisconsin Tuesday. These are big battleground states, Hogan, as you know. And Biden's been getting, you know, a lot of backlash in Michigan. But they're trying to really focus the attention on issues like abortion, January 6th, where Trump is clearly saying, hey, we need to focus on the issues that right now impact us immediately, crime and immigration.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Mark was talking about. Those America First policies, those Make America Great Again mantras that pointed to the implementation of prescriptions that actually helped Americans have a better life, not just here in the immediate day and time, but also in the future. And this administration, Joe Biden, has undone everything positive that Donald Trump has done. And all these problems are happening because of him. These are his problems. It's his fault. It's his policies. And the American people, whether they live in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Arizona,
Georgia,
or any swing state, not to mention the rest of the states out there, have been forced to get kicked in the teeth now for the better part of 4 years because of these policies.
Yeah.
Your life is not better now. In fact, it's a lot worse because of Joe Biden. They know it. And that's why Joe Biden is so terrified and why he's in trouble politically.
Yeah, but yet he keeps doing these things in full display. And you're right on all of these counts. But there's a photo here. He's leaving New York, skipped the funeral and the wake. Hunters in tow, another weekend off at Camp David. They don't even reach out to the officer or attempt to. And we know when Kathy Hochul arrived, she was turned away. And then the Easter visibility tranny day. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Mark, you have to wonder, the campaign is, are they not worried about all these optics and all the press? At least some press will cover it, like we will hear. But it seems like they're just, they think they're above it all.
Well, they think that they have two single issues that trump everything else. And I use that word literally. And they don't. I mean, they think all they have to do is say abortion and J6. You talk about the border, they say J6. You talk about inflation, you know, they say abortion. That's the only message they have because they can't win on any other policy.
Yeah, that's all they have. You know, on X, there is a group of people that said that they're going to post a video of January 6th, all the violence that was taking place every single day up until the election. And I'm like, that's good. Post it every day. You ever watch a movie and you watch the movie and then you watch the movie, then you watch the movie. And that, like after the fifth, when you're a kid and you after the 15th time, you're like, okay, it's time for me to move on. See, this is, they think that they're going to be able to just push this every day. And I see them doing it. And when they first started putting out there, it would get like, you know, a million views. Then it went to like 700,000 views. This is on X. And then it went to 250,000 views. And now it's like 40,000 views. People, they were like, oh, this video again. And I'm like, yes, keep pushing it, because people can be like, okay, whatever. I mean, we know the truth now. They constantly keep pushing it, thinking that we're going to believe what they're saying and believe the lies that they're pushing now. We're not buying into it. All right, let me play two more things on here before we get out of here. This first one is about what's happening in Israel with the red heifers. And this is really amazing. When I first heard about the red heifers going to Israel when they were shipping them over there about 2.5 years ago now, I guess, and it was huge. I did a video on Facebook at the time and it went viral. And a lot of people got You know, some people got upset with me saying this ain't true, it's not happening. Well, you know, on October 7th, that was part of the reason why Hamas was attacking, because they wanted to kill these red heifers. They don't want Israel to do this with the red heifers, to do the burnt sacrifice. They don't want them to do it. And I've been saying this all day about this. As Christians, we don't need a sacrifice. Let me make sure this is clear. The only reason why I'm bringing it up at all is because the Bible tells us about them doing this in the last days. It's an amazing time to be alive right now. It really is. It's such an amazing time to be alive, to see all these different events take place. Now, this is just a video that I didn't play on any of my other shows today, but I just want to share this with you, and it kind of gives some information. I might play one other video for the people who haven't seen the information on this, just so you will get an idea about what all of this is about. But look at this one real quick first. So just in a nutshell, what this is all about, this is about the Israelis getting ready to make this sacrifice of these red heifers. And the Muslim community, when they found out that they had these red heifers, they got really angry. So what happens is that they make these sacrifices and they take the ashes from these red heifers and they use them to purify. This is what they believe. They have to have the ashes from a pure red heifer to purify the location of the third temple, to purify the priests and the rabbis so they can do certain things in the temple. But they believe they need these ashes. And again, just to be clear, the only reason why I'm even interested in this and even talking about this at all, because the Bible tells us in the last days that they will be doing this. They haven't had these heifers for nearly 2,000 years.
Yeah, and when it says,
and it's happening now.
Yeah, and the as they said, the heifers came from Texas.
Yes,
because Texas is the best, right? And the heifers cannot have any blemish. They can't have. It has to be completely red. It can't have a single white, gray, or white or any other color hair on it. It has to be completely red.
Yeah,
completely. So they no came blemishes to Texas. Or nothing. They found these cows. They were extremely excited, and they literally shipped them. They bought them and shipped them to Israel.
Yep. So watch this. This is some more information on it for those of you that have not seen
this. To the land of Israel. These red heifers bring us one step closer to a temple purification ceremony that hasn't taken place for almost 2,000 years. The book of Numbers chapter 19 describes to us the process of this purification ceremony. The ashes from the pure red heifers are used to purify the priests, the temple, and the temple instruments.
To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again.
Many Jewish people and even some Christians believe this will usher in the coming of the Messiah or the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so let me be clear about something. I don't think this is going to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ, but some Christians do. Right. Some Christians believe that we're not going to even get to the point of them even sacrificing the red heifer, and that they're not going to even start building the third temple, because some Christians believe that we're going to be caught up in the rapture. Many Christians have different views about it. Completely OK, because none of us are promised tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? None of us are promised tomorrow. So as Christians, we don't need to be fighting over when we think that's going to happen. because none of us are here tomorrow. Okay. I've lost friends because I see it one way and they get angry. They've gotten angry with me. But the Bible does say that when they're making these sacrifices in the temple, 2 Thessalonians, it tells us that the Antichrist will come and tell them that they no longer have to do these sacrifices because the Antichrist will say that he is God. He is here. You can stop.
So they need the third temple in order for the Antichrist to enter.
Yes. And do some that, people right? believe what the third temple will is your body. You're the third temple. No. Well, I'm not the third temple.
It's an actual building. And just to be clear, they're actually, this is from Israel. They're actually planning so far to do the heifers, the offering next during the week of Passover, which is next week or April 22nd.
Is it April 22nd?
The week of April 22nd.
The week of April
22nd. That's when Passover is, the 22nd through the 25th.
This is coming up really quick.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, we were friends with End Time Ministries and they said they have connections in Israel. They already have some of the walls and everything for this temple. There's parts of it that are already being built and all they have to do is put it together once this
furniture, everything
is purified.
They have everything.
So it'll go up really quick.
This is far from correct. But before we look at that, Jews and Christians aren't the only ones who believe these red heifers play a huge role in the state of the world. The arrival of the red heifers in Israel actually was a igniting factor in the October 7th attack on Israel.
The infamous October 7 massacre that sparked a war. But one confounding yet eye-opening motive has escaped the headlines. In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these, red heifers, to be precise.
Nothing can stop God from fulfilling his prophecy, which is why this war in Israel has done nothing to stop the red heifers, but in fact, they are ready to be used in this ceremony any day now. The actual altar for these red heifers is built, standing, and ready for the ceremony.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned. According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood.
The red heifer ceremony will make it possible.
It's an amazing time to be alive. It really is. It's an amazing time to be alive. Wow. It really is. All right, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully I can get all my technical issues worked out by tomorrow. I'm going to work on it. So thank you so much for being here. And thank you again for all of the blessings. Please go to my website, unitetoamericafirst.com. Sign up for the newsletter if you haven't done it already. It's really simple. UniteToAmericaFirst.com, just like you see it right there. I'll put it on the comments here. I just put it in the comments, UniteToAmericaFirst.com. I'm on live on X as well. I don't know if people, you know what, it's weird because someone told me that when they can't do comments on X like they can elsewhere.
I comment on X all the time. You want me to put the website?
I just did.
Okay. I've seen people comment. They just really don't do it a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot of comments because I would read your comments out loud on X. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. I'm just thankful that you're
platform.
There tuning
yeah.
in. Just like I'm thankful that you're here tuning in on Rumble.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow, 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yep.
You're a blessing.
Yep, absolutely. God bless everybody. Take care.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.